I just wanna be. Welcome to the Push Power to Power Show.
Push Power to Power Show.
Presented by Uraldi Media. A show where we interview entrepreneurs, business owners, startups, all the way to CEOs on their journey to success and what they learned along the way.
The show is so informative. I just love it.
Listen, my whole family loves it, man.
Our goal is to power you up to the next level. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
The show starts with Jesus Ortiz right now. Let me go ahead and break it down. Below at the
bottom, I thought I drowned. Surrounded by smiles, I had a friend. Welcome. How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Push Power to Power Show with your host, the real Jesus Ortiz. Hey, we're live. I was not thinking of going live. I was just going to pre-record a couple of videos, but I said, you know what? Let me go live today and let's talk a little bit about the power of your voice. I have a power in my voice. You have a power in your voice. All of us have a power in our voices. Sometimes we let other people put us down and you feel like you don't have a voice to speak out. You don't have a voice to ask for help. And sometimes we all need that help. And before I get into more of it, I'm right here, one of my clients' studio, and I got here a little late, so I was going to do a couple of videos for his wife, but she got to study, and I got here a little late, so I was like, you know what, I'm already here, let me do a quick little video live. And that's why you saw me walking, because I totally forgot. That's why I put my intro so I can walk and had enough time. But I forgot that when the intro finishes, then it pops up, you know, right here. So that's okay. Next time I know when I put the intro, I'll be sitting down and you'll see me. But it doesn't matter. We're live. Things happen when you go live. And I'm just happy to see you. I'm happy to see every single one of you. So if you're out there putting comments and I cannot see it, it's because everything is behind the camera, the computer, the whole little production is behind it, because like I said, I was a little late, so I had everything ready. If not, I would have just came in and put it the other way around, put my computer here so I can actually see the comments. But hey, nevertheless, we're here. The Push Power to Power Show is here. It's live. So let's get back to it. Like, you have that voice. And even if, you know, we have that voice when you go boat, and even if we know that, you still have that voice, you know, when you go boat. For whoever you're going to vote, the Republican, Democrat, the middle, it doesn't really matter. It's your voice. Even if we know that you go vote and it's already been chosen for when you vote for the president. But when we vote here, like for the community here in Houston, Texas, that's where I'm from, then that's where it matters, because we want to make a change here on your community where we live in, not New York, not nothing else. That's where the people in New York live, that's their community, that's who they vote. But we're here in Texas, we got to vote. There's good people out there, as well as there's bad people out there. So use your voice. I'm just giving you an example of this, but the voice is, like I said just a couple of seconds ago, like when people put you down, you still got that voice to for you to, you know, hey, what's going on? You know, you got to, why are you talking to me this way? I don't like your tone. Like, use that voice. Doesn't matter if it's your mom, your dad. I'm not telling you to go out there and scream at your mom and dad. No, I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying that you use your voice for communication. Use it. Like, whenever something happens, sit down. Hey, you got a minute? Well, you know what? Yesterday, well, you told me this, and I didn't say anything back. And I don't know. I just felt like you told me all this, and I felt bad, you know. I felt, you really hit me hard, you know. That's why I didn't say anything. I went home, and I cried about it, and I was like, that sucks. This guy, you know, hates me, or what's going on? You know, use that voice. Say it back. When somebody's telling you something that you don't like or something that is just not appropriate, sit down and stop. Hey, okay, and let them know, you know, hey, you got your boundaries. You got your lines. And I know a lot of us out there are afraid to use our voice for anything. It doesn't matter how you're going to use it in your marriage, your friendships, your friends, your parents, et cetera, et cetera. We are afraid to use our voice. And you guys, even myself, we got to stop that. We have a voice. God put us in this body And we have to use our voice. We have just as how we listen and how we speak and how we see and how we listen and we speak back. Well, that's how, that's our mouth. So when somebody puts you down, somebody's telling you or bullying you, use that voice. And sometimes using that voice means that, you know, hey, you might hurt them back. So you got to be the bigger person. You'll be like, all right, like I said, either you. There's different situations that this is going to happen. So it's up to you in what situation it happens. Then that's how you use your voice. You sit down and communicate. And maybe sometimes it might be tough that you're going to need somebody else's voice to help you. And that's perfectly fine. You might go to somebody else and be like, man, I don't know how to talk back to this person. And they offended me in this, but I'm just telling you, can you help me? Somebody that you trust. And they'd be like, hey, you know what? I don't like how they talk to you. You just told me the little story about it. Who is it? Let's go. And then you go with them, talk. And then just make sure to let them know that, hey, I don't want you to go, you know, kick some ass and tell them, you know, I want to really communicate and know why this happened. And boom, and you're using somebody else's voice, because what? That person's voice has power. Every single one of us voice has that power. That when you speak and you speak right and you communicate right, guess what's going to happen? Everything is going to be laid on the table. And whoever is on the other side, it is the other person, the person that said something bad, they're going to realize that they did something and they're going to apologize. It's not always going to happen. Some of them are not going to apologize. Some are going to tell you, oh, you're weak. You're, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you had to go tell somebody. Why didn't you tell me at this moment? What happened? Well, I didn't say anything because it hurt me inside and I didn't want to say anything. I was like, maybe something heats up here. Either we fight. I don't want to know that, you know. That's why I didn't start to speak my voice. But to put it forward ahead, we got to use our voice. It's cool and everything that we go out and ask help from other people's voices, because like I said, everybody's voice matters and everybody's voice have power, but you have to use it on your own. I mean, sometimes, like I said, depending on the situation, it might get heated, but you still got to protect yourself. You still have to stand up for yourself and be like, enough is enough. I'm tired of you telling me this. I'm tired of you always, you know, being a bully to me like this. I'm tired of this and this and this. But you're using your voice. Like I said, that other person in different situations will be like, damn, you know what? I never thought about it, you know, Jesus, that this was hurting you. These things that I was telling you, it was hurting you because you never said anything. So I thought, you know, either this guy is just afraid or what's going on, you know. But yeah, I was afraid to say something. But now I'm letting you know, well, you should have told me earlier. But that's why I'm here. So this what you're doing can't stop. Oh, yeah, man, it's definitely, I don't want to hurt you. We're good teammates. We work together, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm just giving you little bit of scenarios of what it can happen, you know. The other way it can happen is like you get into the heat moment and you're like, how, and is there is at work, it doesn't matter if it's at work, church, that they fire you or they tell you you can't come to this church. Hey, it is what it is. It's gonna happen. Well, guess what? You're using your voice, and we all gotta use it, especially now with everything that is going on. The world is upside down and things happening left and right. And you might be, you know, don't want to use your voice to help somebody because, hey, that's their problem. No, man, like I said, we all need this help sometimes to use our voice to help somebody out there. The same as when I need help, I'm going to go ask for help if I need that help. But we all need help in different situations. Like I said, it can be marriage, work, your job, your business, your side hustle. It doesn't really matter what it is. But we are going to get into a point where it's going to hit us. I mean, you already know some people out there that suicide or things happen this way or that way because they couldn't use their voice. And whoever that other person was, they were bullying them and telling them things that it hit them really hard in their heart. And when they went home, either they cried out, either they just couldn't, you know, live with it. And then they just, the only thing in their mind was like, you know what? I don't want to live in this world. Everybody hates me. Everybody sees me this way. And then you're just gone. You shoot yourself or you suicide, hang yourself, whatever it is, you know, you shoot yourself and you kill everybody in your family. And we don't want that to happen. So start using your voice on even in the smallest things that need to happen. Those are even the, the most important thing, the smallest things right there, use that voice. Like I said, you get in a feud with your mom or anything, it's not her fault, or maybe it is, or maybe it's both of your fault. Step back and see, like, all right, hold on, man. I don't want to argue no more. What's happened? What did I do wrong? What did she do wrong? What did we both do wrong? How did we get into this argument? See, when you start asking and backing up and seeing back and seeing the picture from here, seeing the picture from there, then that's how you really communicate. Then that's how you really put that voice out there and actually help. And you might help somebody out there. And like I said, you might, some of us are really hard-headed. They won't listen to you. They will use their voice, but for bad things, for horrible things, to put people down, to put their family down. And they don't care. And they're going to keep on doing it. They're going to keep on bullying that way, because there's nobody out there that is putting their head up and is going to, you know, bully them back. But sometimes I'm like, no, because you got to be the bigger person. But sometimes, even at that point that you're like, damn, Jesus, even though I want to be the bigger person, I really want to help this person because he can't help, or she can help each other, because this person is bullying them all the time, and this is just not right. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen either you like it or not. It might happen to you today, or it's happening to you today, or it already happened. Let me take a little sip a break of water. Whatever the minute or time we're at right now, I know I'll put it in the description. I'm working on creating, it's still in my mind, but I'm going to do this, a podcast mastermind group. It's not going to be free. This is going to be something amazing that I'm still thinking about. It's something big that I want to do with the podcast started here in Houston, and also on doing the masterclasses. These are just news that I'm giving you, starting masterclasses. A lot of people have been telling me about it, to start doing masterclasses, start teaching other people about what I'm doing, live streaming or producing podcasts. You know, I push more of live streaming, even though I know a little bit about producing podcasts, you know, just pre-recorded, you know, the upside downs of doing live, the upside downs of being pre-recorded. But I'm more of my niche, you know, live streaming show producer. That's what I am. So that's what I want to teach, not only about the live streaming show producer, but a little bit of everything about what the podcast and being in a podcast community can help you. So I am going to do a 2-hour class. Either it's online on Zoom or at a place like right here. They have a little place right here that I can have at least about 18 people. And this is not free. This is my time that I'm going to put a 2 hours. So this is going to be a $497. It's a one-time thing, $497, but you're going to come in and I'm going to give you all of the things. Everything that I have learned to right now, I'm going to teach you what I'm using, what you can get. Either you want to get there, or you want to use somebody like me to produce your podcast, or you can get somebody else, or you can go to somebody else's studio. Like I said, I'm a mobile podcaster. I go to you, so I don't have a studio. So I know that next year, I'm still thinking either I'm going to get a place that I build a badass studio, or just in my own home build a studio. I'm still on the thoughts of doing that. But that's just up the news that I wanted to tell you that it's coming up. So if you are interested, you know, learning more about, you know, podcasting, podcast marketing, and the mindset around it, well, hit me up in the comments and let me know. And like I said, I'm actually that podcast mastermind community. That's something that I really thought about it. And shout out to my boy Ricardo. He said, hey, you need to start a group. And I started thinking about it. And I said, you know what? Let me start a really mastermind for the people that really truly want to learn more about it. And not only that, I'll start bringing other people in it. I'm still in the works on that, but it's going to happen this year. It's going to happen this year. But the masterclass is done and set. You know, I still got to I already have it in my computer. I just still got to add up the what's it called? The presentation, and finish the presentation. And so I can use that. I'm not much of putting presentation out there. I'm pretty much like here and tell you how it is, but I'm gonna put up presentation pinpoints, but still talk more of it and apply more of what I'm doing to you guys. But let's get back to what we were talking about the power of your voice. So guys, just keep on remembering that whenever you get into a point where you cannot help yourself, or it's somebody in your family that they need that help, use your voice. And again, if you all of those got together, they're afraid to talk, or like I said, in either kind of whatever situation you're at, use somebody else's voice. You ask for help. I know you might have to go through a lot of no's, and that's fine until you find that yes, and to that person that is going to help you and sit down and be like, hey, you know what? I really want to help you. You told me the story. Let me use my voice to help you or what you're doing. But see what you're learning on all of this. That's when you have to realize that, okay, it's okay. It's okay to ask for help. I need help. Even to now, I still need help. I know you need help. All of us need help. Some point, sometimes a lot of help, and that's fine. I'm not telling you not to ask for help, but we got to step up ourselves and be like, you know what? I'm going to use my voice. I'm going to communicate. Either if the thing gets heat on or it doesn't heat on, I'm going to lay it down here on the table, and I'm going to let the cards down, and I'm going to let her know, how is it going? Why is it going? Why did we get to this point? Just like I said, why did we get to this point? Why did we heat it up? When did this start? Did this start months? Did it start 2 days ago? Did it start yet? Did it start today? It's always good when you back out and see the picture around it and ask those kind of questions. When did this start? When did it build up? Was it me? Maybe it was you that started it. Maybe that person is acting that way because you forgot that 3 weeks ago you said something wrong and you bullied that person, and now they're getting back to you the same way and even harder because now it's hurting you and you forgot about that you started this mess. So like I said, this works in a three circle. It can happen either way, left, right, middle circle, doesn't matter. But always remember that it's better not to heat up things. It's better for you to just throw up, not throw up literally, but sit down and put the cards on the table and actually really, truly communicate and really ask the questions, because they're going to ask you back. And they're going to tell you that you said something, or the other way around. And or they're going to be like, I said just a while ago, oh, I didn't know that this was hurting you. I'm like, I didn't know that my voice was actually putting you down. And that's why you're not putting the potential at work or marriage. You're not putting this potential in your marriage, or you're not putting this potential on our friendship or our work, side hustle, business partners, etc., etc. I can go on and on and on and on. But today, I just wanted to come in here live just for a few minutes and just, you know, put this on you guys. And if you're out there and you need help and you know me, just hit me up. Text me. Give me a call. If I don't answer, it's because I'm producing a podcast or I'm doing something with the podcast movement and stuff. So I will actually definitely text you back. I'm more of a texting than calling, but either way. And the same way to me, if I need help, you know, the people that I know, I'm going to reach out to you. I'm going to be and communicate the way that I need to communicate. I need help. And you're the only person that I wanted to come here because you actually know me more, or you probably just, I just met you, but I felt some kind of energy. Can I just tell you my story? Can I just tell you what just happened to me just right now? All of this, you know, it's just, I'm putting little scenarios left and right so you yourself can take it and be like, all right, Jesus, you're right, man. There's scenarios that has happened to me left and right here, and I really got to step up and do this. I really got to ask for help to use other voices or other people's voices or the community's voices. Man, it's like I can break down this video and go from topic to topic to topic to topic, and that's good because that's what I say. When you start up on just, you know, when you start a podcast and a lot of people say, what do I want to talk? What am I going to talk about? I don't really know if I just do three topics. And then after that, there's so many things that you can talk about. After one big thing, you can chop it off and talk about this. Some might be 8 minutes, some might be 6 minute podcast, some of the whole hour, 35, 40. It doesn't really matter. The thing that matters is that you putting out your value out there. You putting something that you teaching somebody out there today that they're going to take that and it's going to help them, or they're going to take what they saw today and share it. And after they share it, somebody's going to share it and share it and share it and share it, and you're helping somebody out there. So right now, as you're watching me or you watch the replay, go ahead and share the button. And that's up to you guys if you want to share this so somebody else, you know, can see this and be like, all right, I'm taking this because I learned something today. Just like I'm doing this, I learned something from myself today that I'm actually saying it to you on the camera. So this is beautiful when you go out there, either you just afraid to be on camera, that's fine. You'll get someday. You just do your work consistently. You'll be good at it. And the same way with using your voice, you'll be good at it. The same with you know, just doing audio on the podcast, you'll be good at it. When you do things consistently, persistently, you get better and better and better greater good, better phenomenon. So you get to that, I'm the expert on that. And you are, and who are they going to look for? You, because you got to be the expert on there. They're expert on voice, expert on podcasts, producing podcasts, live streaming podcasts, selling housing, wholesaling, real estate investment, properties, rentals. I mean, I can go on and on. See how you can turn out this to have and put it on your agenda and be like, damn, if I'm going to go live, I'm going to pre-record this day, I'm going to talk about this, this, I'm going to, and you're using your voice. And I'm going to talk about this, I'm going to talk about this. Now you have about 15, 20 topics on titles that you are able to talk about. And not only yourself, like I said, I'm doing it right now myself, but there can be a topic that you can bring somebody in and you bring that somebody in here. Now you got two powerful voices here teaching and giving value to others, seeing you on the camera. If you're doing it live and if you're doing a pre-recorded, people are going to watch you because you're going to let them know that this video is going to come out Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and they're going to know, and they're going to sit down and watch the video. And it doesn't matter from 5 to 1 minute all the way to an hour to 2, 3, 4 hours. It's just the value that you put in, the voice that you put in out there. And the more we can help out there with our voice, that's the best thing that we can do. So that's the only got I got for y'all today. And I hope that y'all share this. Like I said, it's up to you. It comes from your heart. And that you read the description. I just went at it and said a little bit of what are a couple of the news that I'm doing. And I'm happy and blessed that producing the podcast is growing. I got another podcast already starting on Tuesday. I got another one in 2 weeks that I get back to it. And another one that is waiting. So there's 3, 4 that they're there. They already said yes. I just waiting for them to do their homework and realize what I gave them, what they need from me. So when they're ready, I just follow up and be like, hey, this is the day and let's go. And then we can start it adds up. And I know that I got to reinvest back on everything. On more things that I need now. But that's fine. That's how you use your voice from front to back. And I can rant and keep on going over and over. But hey, guys, thank you very much. And like I said, I am going live right now. So you're going to see me get up and go to the computer and stop the record. But y'all keep on having an amazing, blissful Wednesday. And remember, your voice always has power. So start using it now. Your boy, the real Jesus Ortiz, is out. Peace out. Much love.